O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Luke 18, verses 1 through 8. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's Word as we listen to Goodness of God by Ben Fielding, Brian Johnson, Ed Cash, Jason Ingram, and Jen Johnson, sung here by Jane Chie. This acoustic arrangement relies on quiet guitar strums and floating vocal harmonies. The softness of the music encourages a prayer-like approach to the words.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing.
Luke 18, verses 1 through 8. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, "Give me justice against my adversary." For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, "Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming." And the Lord said, "Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?"
Our scripture for today focuses on one of Jesus's lesser-known parables. A parable is an extended metaphor used to communicate a main point. It's less like a shotgun and more like a sniper rifle. Jesus always has a precise goal in mind when he launches into a parable. And here, Luke actually tells us exactly what Jesus's goal is in verse 1. He told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. Here we have a widow seeking out justice. It's significant that Jesus picked a widow as the main character. Widows were marginalized, overlooked, seen as unimportant. And this widow has been treated unjustly, so she brings her case to a judge. And Jesus highlights that this judge is corrupt. He neither fears God nor respects man. He is a lowlife, a detestable authority. But in the end, he does what is right because the widow persevered and persisted in bringing him her case. She wore him down. Now, Jesus isn't saying that we can wear down God. Actually, Jesus is very clear that God is the polar opposite of this judge. God gives out justice speedily. He hears those who cry to him day and night. Luke has already reported how God loves to give us good gifts from chapter 11, verse 3. It's his delight to give us the kingdom, says chapter 12, verse 32. So how is this parable meant to encourage us? If you're like me, sometimes in prayer I can feel almost embarrassed from bringing the same problems to God over and over. Here I am again with the same issues, the same requests. Jesus is telling us, don't lose heart. Keep praying that prayer. Pray with confidence. Now, this doesn't mean that God will eventually give us exactly what we want. Rather, know that you're praying to a God who hears and who will always do what is right. Persistent prayer isn't about just getting what we want, but it's about trusting God who will give us what we need. Tim Keller once said, God gives us exactly what we would ask for if we knew everything he knows. Be encouraged. God never gets tired of hearing our prayers. Don't lose heart. In the moments that follow, bring your prayers to God, even if it's been the same prayer for a long time. He welcomes you to bring him your heart.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you govern all things both in heaven and on earth. Mercifully hear the supplications of your people, and in our time grant us your peace through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.